The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as you heard there on the news earlier, jockey Lester Piggott has died at the age of 86. Racing Supremo Ted Walsh is on the line. Ted, good afternoon.
To you too, Brendan.
Ted, remind us about the legacy of Lester Piggott.
Sure, Lester like was an icon in the racing world. I mean, like the same as we say, when I was a kid growing up, hearing about Jesse Owens as a runner, or Pele as a soccer player, or Muhammad Ali as a boxer, and we have now Tiger Woods in the golf. Lester was the same thing to racing. He was renowned worldwide and respected worldwide as a great exponent of the art.
And a boy wonder, I gather, yeah?
Yeah, boy wonder. He was very young. He was only 12 when he rode his first winner, born in 1935. Rode his first winner in 48 and carried through then. A lot of boy wonders don't turn out to be that good. But he went on to win a Derby with Never Say Die in 54. I don't remember that, or Crapello in 57 and the 60s. My first great memory of him is for Vincent O'Brien winning the Derby in 68 in Survivor. I was 18 then, and I was wooed by the ride he gave us and everything about it, and I became a huge fan. Like most of us of my era, we remember all those great years with Vincent O'Brien and Leicester and all them, and just fresh in our memories still.
Yeah. He also won something called the Triple Crown. Just tell the listeners what that is and how unusual it is to win it.
Yeah, well, he rode the Triple Crown winner, a horse called Nijinsky, who was a great horse named after the great ballet dancer Nijinsky. And he rode him to win the English 2000 Guineas, the Epsom Derby, and the English St. Ledger at Doncaster. It hadn't been done for years before that, and it hasn't been done since. It's been tried on a few occasions, but it's a very unique thing. But Lester rode him to do all three of them. Now, he rode 29 English classics, which was huge. And the Derby, which is on next week, he won 9 of them from 54 right through to 83. So, like, he was the top of his game for 30 years.
Wow.
Very hard for any sportsman to be at that level for such a long time. And he was that way, you know.
And what was the genius of him? What made him so good, Ted?
Well, he was bred into it as well, Brendan. He was from a real racing family. His father before him rode a Grand National winner, and his grandfather rode 3 Grand National winners. And on his mother's side, there were the Rickabys, and they were a great racing family as well. His grandmother was Iris Rickaby, and they were all steeped in it. So he was reared up to nothing else, only like somebody reared up to nothing else, only the theatre. He was reared up to racing. And his brain and his mind, he had a great ability as well. He was 5'8" or 9", which was tall for a flat jockey, and he always rode about maybe 25 or 6 pounds. He was 8'7". He should have been a sort of a 10'7", but he kept himself at 8'7". But his racing brain, and he was singular in everything he did. He didn't really, he might have respected everybody else, but he didn't fear anybody. And he was a great man to assess racing, how it might be run and which the best horse to ride in it. And he took no prisoners. If he thought there was a better horse, he'd get off on one and get up on another. And he usually was a great tactician. He just had a great racing brain. Now, obviously, that was the big point of him. He knew where to be, knew how to ride the tracks. He rode winners all over in France and America and Australia and England and Ireland. And wherever he went, he was able to adjust to whatever was happening.
And listen, he enjoyed life.
Oh, that's for sure. He did enjoy life. Now, how you can enjoy life trying to do 2 stone less than you should be, I don't know, because he didn't eat a whole lot, but he definitely put the kibosh on diet and all the rest, and fellas saying you have to have a good diet to live well. But he ate nothing for about 70 years and lived to be 86. And he had a good few drinks along the way. He always liked a good wine or a good drink, and he smoked a cigar, and I suppose he stayed away from the table, but he definitely was a one-off.
Well, fair play, he had the right idea, didn't he?
Sure. What'll matter
in the end, only did you enjoy it?
Exactly, so listen, he enjoyed it.
Was he the greatest of all time, Ted, do you think?
Brendan, you can never say. He was the greatest of his generation anyway. I mean, and that's all you can say. He lasted for 35 or 40 years, and nobody in that length of time came anywhere near him. He was outstanding. It's very wrong to say the greatest of all time, because all people can be is the best of their generation and on with the next.
Yeah. All right, Ted Walsh, thanks a million.
Email brendan@rte.ie.